I understand correctly, we're going to be using this room for the rest of the duration. And I want to say, Shira, 12 o'clock, I think, if that works for you. So 12 o'clock would be good for me. And probably Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday for you. So it'll be a shorter...
Tuesday.
I mean, today's Wednesday, but in the future, it'll probably be Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Okay, so let's start from Daf Yizayin. Back to connects a lot of the other that we did in the beginning. So it's really a good hashlama. So the Mishnah says, "Nifak is a sichuch menatana shloshu tefachim sulo." She's not allowed the Geva comes as Rashi, a little bit of Moshe. Because the Geva, that's the mission earlier, that you can have Tfanas that don't reach all the way to the Skach. If the remainder will say Gurasik, or some Mishanol, you don't even need Gurasik, as long as you have Mechitzis of Asar Tvachim. Here we're talking about not that the Mechitzis don't reach vertically, but they don't reach horizontally. So that's possible, says Rashi. The Adi Pesul Vishleish Afi Luminat Sar. But that's the Rashi, but definitely we'll read in a minute. We had the Rishonim Dalad. The Rishonim discussed that by it says in this Mishnah that there's a Tanai by Mechitzis Sukkah that the Mechitzis have to be Samoch al Sach. And Samoch means within Gimel Tvachim. Within Gimel Tvachim, you have love more than Gimel Tvachim. You don't have love. Gimel Tvachim and more, then you don't have love. So the implication is, implicit in that is, that the Mechitzis have to be Samoch al Sach. So we saw the Rishonim Daf Dalad speak out Rishonim in Shabbat of Zion, Taisus and the Rashba and the Ritva and a lot of Rishonim speak out. Then Shabbos is not the way. Shabbos is no condition that the Mechitzis have to be Samuch to the Rishus HaYochad. You have a case in the Gemara in Shabbos. We have a bias that doesn't have a Sarat Tvachim. So that's really not tall enough to be a Rishus HaYochad. But you were Chokak in the house, in the middle of the house, you made a Chakak. Within the house is within the Chakak is Rishus HaYochad. So it says that it's good. Within the chakak becomes a rishus ayochid. Again, the mechitzis doesn't say that the mechitzis have to be sawmuch to the chakak. By sukkah, you have a similar gemara in Abdalad in regard to sukkah, and there the gemara says that you need the mechitzis should be lobut to the chakak. So you shouldn't speak out. By Shabbos, all you need is that the rishus should be godur. So even if the mechitzis are at a distance, at the end of the day, it's godur from the rishus arabim. But she'en came by sukkah. You need to have, it's not enough that the rishus of the sukkah is godur from outside. You need, and the mechitza, the lashon of Rishonim means the mechitza should be nikoras ima. Some Rishonim speak out the Therish, I think the Ritva speaks out the Therish, compares it to the Gemara about mechitza and nikoras by itztaba, by making the sukkah on top of an itztaba, the Gemara in that palette. That you need mechitza and nikoras. See this, you need mechitza and nikoras ima. So we were masked at the time, but the pshat is that by Shabbos, all I need is the gidur. The pool of Giber, I need the Mechitzis to do the pu'ula that it's goyder the Rishus, the Rishus Hayochid, from the Bekiah of the Bnei Rishus Arabim. So as long as the Mechitzis do their work, so I don't care that it's not obvious to an observer that the Mechitzis belong to the Rishus Hayochid. What's the difference? The Mechitzis do the work of Gidur. Hashem came by Sukkah, the Mechitzis, besides the Pu'ulas HaGidur, the Mechitzis themselves are part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. Since the Mechitzis, in order for the Mechitzis to be part of the Chetz of the Sukkah, it has to be Nikr, the Mechitzis belongs to the Sukkah. The mechitzis is far away, so I don't see that it has anything to do with the sukkah. So Mimele, it's not that such mechitzis, they may do the pu'ula of gidur, but they themselves can't be part of this, since they're not apprehended by a person looking at it. He doesn't apprehend it as being, these mechitzis doesn't see them as being part of the sukkah. So that's no good, because the mechitzis have to be part of the sukkah, and to be part of the sukkah, they have to be nikoris that they're serving as part of the sukkah. So Mimele, that's why, that's what we should speak out, that's why over here, the mechitzis are no good. Because they can't be Hagami do the pool of Gidur, but since they're not Nikar Ima, they're not Nikaris, Mechitzis and Nikaris Ima, they're made with an ogre. Because that's the first case in the Mishnah. That's Hakapostle. Then the Mishnah says another case, Bayesh Nibchas, Vesichach al Gabo, Mesh Menachos, Vesichach, Abba Amma is Psula, but Pochas Midal Amma is Kosha. Mishnah has three cases. That's case number one. These are all cases of Dukhanakum. Case number two, Vetan Chosh Mikaris Achsadra. Or case number three, Sukkot Gdola Shekifu B'dobar Shem Esachim Boy. In all of these cases, in Yesh Tachat of Dalai Lama's Pshulat Numbers, Mishnah has three cases of Doif Nakumah. Bayish Nivchas, the middle of the seal is taken away. So if it's less than that, Amos from the Kaisel, so you say, don't come and discuss it. We have the case of Achsadra. So we have a house all around. In the middle it's open. You have an awning from the house. It's a little bit extending out. You have an overhang, a portico. And then in the middle, you were misakah. So again, the portico, the achsadra is less than dharama, so then it's kosher. And then you have the last case of you were misakah with over puzzle. The regular sukkah, but the perimeter, the outer perimeter of the sack is a shvudim or something else, is a dover apostle. If it's less than dharamas, so again you say, they're going to come to the Gemara, it's going to make it shvichasim. So Rashi says, going back to the Rashi, but Abir, so Rashi, we can't only yoyimir with Farish, how the meaning should be half bosom when I said, I mean, they're going to come the hachshir ad dalad amas. Then it's the Gemara, it's a machaikis, if the hachshir is as they're going to come up, or it's a hechsher of or if the shear sack bustle look at kill is only talent, like this rabbi and one in the Ve'ad. What's the why is focusing on Dalai Lama's share? Rashi says, that's the halacha we pass it, but most of you are passing it, it's like in a kumma. But there is a sheet in the Gemara, the rabbi's sheet in the Gemara, is that it's nothing to do with a kumma, it doesn't seem to have any type in a kumma. But it's the shear sack bustle, sack bustle focuses on Dalai Lama, it doesn't pass. We'll see in the Sukkah. But the point of Rashi now is going like the Maskon, like the Halacha, that it goes between Doifan Akuma. Zok Rashi, Mikan, the Yemen of Parish. Hode Minish was half Boston when I said, I mean, Doifan Akuma, the Hashir Dal Ramas. Hainu, the Hashir on the Sach, Ki Ilu, Mina Doifan. The way Doifan Akuma works is that look at this, at the Sach that focuses on Ramas, as if it becomes part of the Doifan. The Doifan is Kimin Gap. Minekam, the Nichbat Lamailu. And that's why by Avir, like the name of Hokkien. And that's why by Avir, you don't say Doifan Akuma, because by Avir, how can the Avir become part of the Doifan? The Avir is just Avir. The Aining of Farish, Royan is a Doifan Kibu Okum by Oilach Fachas as Achbosu of Agil as Achkosher, who might see as Aposu Minasuk. And I don't say, the alternative shot, that Doifan Akuma means that Doifan is Miskarev to the Schach. Because if the way Doifan Akuma works with it, the Doifan is Miskarev to the Schach, it leans over and it reaches the Schach, so that then can't have the Avir Nami name of it, so why should Avir be any different? Rashi Bzad Rashi, he's saying that by Avir, Rashi Bzad Rashi, he's saying if Doifan Akuma was a Skarbos, with the Kaisel and the Skar to the Skach, so why should the difference between Skach Bosel and Avir? What's the difference? It's not the Doifan and the Skar to the Skach, so it's all the same. Chayrashi means that mitzad de skarbos, avir is not more posel than schach posel. What's the difference? It's all posel. Schach posel is posel. Avir is posel. The kais is miskarb, and you might see the psul mechul achutz. So what's the difference? Chayrashi, what's the difference? If you might see it's a psul achutz, so what's the difference if it's a psul of schach posel or if it's a school of avir? If it's a psul of avir, kach kach. Since the kaisel is miskarev for the schach, so the thing that's causing the problem is now on the outside. So mali, if the thing that's causing the problem is schach bosel, mali, if the thing that's causing the problem is avir. Since the Mishnah does distinguish between avir and schach bosel, but we don't say doifan akuma by avir, so apparently the way doifan akuma works is that it's that the schach itself has to become part of the doifan. Emes had the same two tzadim how you have the same two tzadim in the rich and around that Dawah. They also speak out these two tzadim and how to define the Doifan Akuma. This Doifan Akuma is Kavus and I show him it's a big Arius. Doifan Akuma works that it says Skarbos. We spoke about it, of course, at length. But it's Doifan Akuma that the Doifan itself is Misakim and the Schach becomes incorporated into the Doifan. So the Ritva and the Rav speak out an Achmina Lahalocha between these two Stodim. Hopefully remembers from that ballad a little bit. They speak out an Achmina Lahalocha. In a case like this, you have you have a case, how to handle it. From Malam Yesterim, so it's not good. Today I might build, here's one side of the wall of Ubuntu, and I built an Istanbul to raise the floor. Let's start with this case. This is a case anywhere. I built an Istanbul. And the Istanbul goes all the way from the closer wall to the further wall. This has three walls. It has a wall here on the side. This is the Beit HaMikdash. And then what you don't see, the cutaway is the wall facing us, which is the right wall. And then on the other side, further away from us, is the left wall. And here I built an Istanbul. So this is fine. The Gemara says that's fine. One of the Istanbul. So now I raise the floor. And the Sukkah becomes kosher. So Rashi says that even if the stock continues further, you're still allowed to sleep over here. Because even though you're sleeping on the stock that's normal in the estrim, but that's kosher between Psalm and Yitzim and Asuk. We'll talk about that later. That was also home with Tzoya, which we're going to have again now. But between Psalm and Yitzim and Asuk, you're allowed to sleep under the extension of the stock. Now, even though the stock above you, Bechayra, is stock that's normal in the estrim. Stock normal in the estrim is problematic. It's problematic. Doesn't matter. The din of Psal Yotzi is Makshura. Okay, the lumpus of Psal Yotzi is not for the set. So now, we should discuss, what about the following case? I have a sukkah. Now we're going to take a different kind of, we're going to look at it from a different angle. We're looking into the front door of the sukkah. This is the back wall of the sukkah. Here's the schach. The schach again is a malam yashrim. So I build an istabu over here. So I'm allowed to. I built an istabu over here. So the halacha is, if this is less than Dalet Amos, then we say Beit HaNakum. You with me? I only have one. This istabu is only up against one wall. Say we're looking at the back wall. What other thing is they make a difference? This istabu only has one wall. We need to use the side walls. If you use the side walls, we have to say Beit HaNakum. So we say Beit HaNakum, I'm going to be machshir the two side walls, and that way we'll be able to we're fine. So you shouldn't speak out, okay, are you allowed to sleep over here? Under the Beit HaNakum. So the Ritva and the Ran both speak out. That depends, even if we'll grant Rashi's premise that you can sleep under the Psal HaYetzeh, which is not everybody agrees to, but we'll grant Rashi's premise, says the Ran, even if that's true, but the issue whether you can sleep now under the Beit HaNakum will depend on the lumbus of Beit HaNakum. If the lumbus of Beit HaNakum is that the schach becomes part of the Beit HaNakum, so how can you sleep under it? You can't sleep under the Beit HaNakum. Can't sleep under the Beit HaNakum. Yeah, the Ran takes that for a double pasuk. You can't sleep under the Beit HaNakum. If, on the other hand, he says, Beit HaNakum works as his scarus, if the Beit HaNakum is just a scar to the istava, then you could sleep under here. Because then there's no, the schach is not becoming daifin. The schach remains schach. And even if the schach happens to be l'malam yashrim, that we have Rashi, that l'malam yashrim, we could be l'malam yashrim, then so if daifin akuma works, that this wall is mischarat to the istava, so then this schach remains schach, albeit l'malam yashrim, but l'malam yashrim, psal yetzim takes care of. Therefore you'll be able to sleep under the daifin akuma. So that's how the Ran, which also they have to say. Maybe they'll have to say, but Kapan and the Ran, for sure, that's what the Ran says. So we spoke out at the time. How do we need to understand this Ran? What do you mean? Even if it works within its scarvos, so what does that mean? That means that this wall moves over to the Istanbul. Well, if the wall moves over to the Istanbul, then where are you? Outside the wall. So outside the wall, how could you sleep there? There's no Doi Panakuma outside, there's no Psalli Yotzi outside the wall. Psalli Yotzi only works if you're inside the walls of the perimeter of the Sukkah. But if you're on the far side, that's a perish gemara that he does. If you're on the far side of the wall, there's no din of psal yotzi to you. So how can you sleep under here? So he spoke out at the time that the chorus muchach in the Ran that when the Ran says that Beit HaNakum works as a hiskarbus, it doesn't mean that the wall moves over and now this part of the schach is on the outside. That's not true. Hiskarbus means that this shear of distance between the istava and the daifin, we can treat it as being no distance at all. Since it's less than dalet amos, and that's the din of, that's the shear tire, like Kaplova, this can we consider no distance at all. So here, we did daifin akuma, we look at it that the wall and the istava are not any distance. The distance between the wall and the istava collapses. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, on this schach and the person sleeping under the schach are still inside the sukkah. Even though the distance between the istava and the daifin has become negligible, but I'm still sleeping in that negligible space. And therefore, I'm still inside the sukkah. And therefore, I'm fine. If daifin akuma works, again, they're asking, if daifin akuma works, that the schach itself becomes daifin, so you can't sleep under daifin. You can only sleep on the schach. But if daifin akuma just works, that this space disappears, so even though the space disappears, but the space contracts. To be called that it's not a plug. But the space contracts, but at the end of the day, I and the schach on top of me are still inside that contracted space. And we get like collapse in that contracted space, like a relativity phenomenon. We get collapsed inside that little space over there, but at the end of the day, we're still on the inside, and therefore, you're allowed to sleep there. That's the right. So those are the two stonim in the right. The Maisli Ran is Machriya, and the ritual also for that matter, the Machriya, that Daifin Akuma works as an Ikum. And you cannot sleep under there with the same Raya that Rashi put, from Abir. If Daifin Akuma was a Sakharis, why wouldn't you say it by Abir? So again, so they're also Machriya, they come down on the same side as Rashi. The ritual seems to have had a different gears than Rashi, he had Rashi on the other side. But the ritual himself comes down like the Ran, like the Rashi that we have, on the side, the Daifin Akuma is that the Daifin is Misakim, and therefore it's Masonis, you're not allowed to sleep under this area because you're sleeping under a Daifin. You can't sleep under a Daifin. But what we pointed out at the time is that if that's the case, the Tutsadim and the Ran are not exactly the same as the Tutsadim and the Rashi. Because the Tzad of Iskaris in the Ran means that the Daifin comes close to the Itzdaba, but everything in between gets squeezed in, still on the inside. And that's why you could still sleep under there. Because you're still sleeping under the schach. But the lashon of Rashi is that on the side of his karvus, which is not the side that Rashi accepts, but on the side of his karvus, Rashi defines that as Rayim is a daifin, ki ilu hu okum v'hoylech kachas ha-schach posulu u'magia l'schach losha, u'maitzi es ha-posulu min ha-sukkah. Rashi's version of Iskarus is that the daifin goes like this, and it cuts out the schach apostle. In the case on the bulletin on the board, I got this is not schach apostle, but Rashi is the case of schach apostle. You have a case you have, let's say Rashi's case you have schach, and then here you have schach apostle, and here you have a daifin. This is just like schach apostle, whatever it is, achsadr or whatever, some kind of schach apostle bias. So Rashi toots don amar, one is gam, that the schach posel becomes part of the daifin. But his other side is that the daifin goes like this, at a slant, and it's mighty the schach posel in a sukkah. That's not the same as the Ran's version of Iskarvus. Because in the Ran's version of Iskarvus, even if you say, if, when you say Iskarvus, but the schach remains inside the sukkah. In Rashi's version, the schach is being mighty, you're being mighty the schach outside of the sukkah. So it's really three stodim. Even though both Rashi on the one hand and the Ran and Ritva present two stodim, but they're not exactly the same. The tzad of Iskarvus is not the same. If that's the case, it's an important nekudi in which Mamish goes to the heart of what we're going to be learning about in the sugya. Rashi stresses that you say Daifin Akuma in order to be mighty the schach posul in the Rashi later on in the Gemara also says the same lashon, stresses that again. In the Rashi, Dibur Maskel, Rabbi Shmuel Dami Kivayel Ben Shem Doifin Akuma Nogubah, it's towards the bottom of the page, like three quarters of the way down in Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Kivayel Ben Shem Doifin Akuma Nogubah, Hashid, I mean in Daifani, the Lois Chach, the Ein Kan Posel. The way Daifan Akuma works is that it, I mean, Rashi's going inside of Ikum, but Nenenu, Rashi's Magish, that Daifan Akuma has to have the effect that is Ein Kan Chach Posel. No, because Rashi is going in that, and that's okay. Rashi is going there in the tzad. That's chach posel. That's a shiur dalat tefachim. Going in Rama Shmuel. Avon de beirav. That's chach posel. Dalat tefachim. But the reason why the Mishnah says dalat ames. Rashi means it's not that it's less than a shiur posel. Just there is no posel. I hear you're right. That Rashi maybe is not such a right. Rashi over there doesn't. Let me explain what the point that I'm making. Maybe I'm not sure everybody is on the same page. The question that I'm raising in Rashi. Why does Rashi need to say to the Rashi and the Mishnah? The Daifin Akuma and the Tzad of Iskavus. The Daifin under the Daifin makes an end run around the Schach Fossil, and therefore Ein Kan Schach Fossil. What does he need it for? And again, that's not like the Ran. The Ran's version of Daifin Akuma is that there is Schach Fossil, but the distance collapsed. The Schach means the distance collapses. Rashi says the way Daifin Akuma works is that you're at the side of the Schach, that the Daifin goes underneath the Schach Fossil, and it's mighty the Schach Fossil in the Sukkah. Why does Rashi need that? We're going to the side of the Scarabus. Let's say the Schach HaPosel would remain in the Sukkah. But so what? The whole problem with Schach HaPosel, L'chayra, is that the Doifin is far away from the Schach HaKosher. I need Machitzas HaSmukos L'Schach. You should need Koris Imu with the Schach. So what I need is that the Doifin should be close to the Schach HaKosher. And that is Scarabus does. The Scarabus means that the Doifin tilts over, and now it becomes, it tilts over, it moves over, whatever you want to call it, the space collapses, and now the Daifin is not mukhlut from the Schach HaKosher. Why does Rashi need to add that that I might see the Schach HaPosel in the Sukkah? Let the Schach HaPosel remain in the Sukkah. But as long as I have some kind of magic that the Daifin is not mukhlut from the Schach HaKosher, why can't the Schach HaPosel be here too? As long as the Schach HaPosel is not... The problem with the Schach HaPosel is not that the Schach HaPosel per se is a problem. The problem with the Schach HaPosel is that it's getting in the way, is that there's too much distance between the Doifin and the Schach HaKosher. Well, that Doifin HaKuma takes care of. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi seems to be at pains to say that the Doifin moves over in such a way that the Schach HaPosel is excluded from the Sukkah. Even with Mashman Rashi, that if the Schach HaPosel would not be excluded from the Sukkah, then it wouldn't help for the Doifin to be close to the Schach HaKosher. But there's Schach HaPosel in the middle, and that's a problem. What you see in this Rashi is that Rashi held that Schach Posel is not the problem with having Schach Posel between the Doifin and the Schach HaKosher is not simply that the Doifin is far away from the Schach HaKosher, but that the Schach HaPosel itself is a Dover HaPosel. You want to say that? You see that the Schach HaPosel, we'll have to be magnets exactly in a second, but I'm complaining with what it said in Rashi, is that the Schach HaPosel, it's not enough to bring the Doifin, it's not enough to say that the Doifin is not mukhlut from the Schach HaKosher. I also have to exclude the Schach HaPosel, because as long as the Schach HaPosel is there, then the Schach HaPosel interferes with the kashrus of the, with the kashrus of the Sukkah. The chayr, the mukkah for this Rashi, is from the sukkah itself. I don't know if I saw how much I had a chance to see in the sukkah. In the sukkah itself, the Gemara says, where is the discussion? Why can't you be mitzarech? Let's say I have less than Avir Gimel Tefachim Pasos. I Schach Posel Dalet Tefachim Pasos. What if I have Schach Posel, let's say three Tefachim, with Avir or Tefach? So the halacha is that you're not mitzaref the two things. It's not possible. I'm not mitzaref the two shiur. Let's say Bamsa Sukkah, never mind the side, it's slightly more complicated. But in the middle of the Sukkah, I have Avir Pachas Migimel, and I have Schach Posel Pachas Midalit. But together it makes a Dalit Pachas. So the Gemara says that they're not Mitzar. So Sukkah Sukkah, it's here in the Sukkah. I don't know. The Sukkah Dvarim, the Gemara says the reason why they're not Mitzar is because. It goes to really the top of the base. The Gemara says, because Mishum Shiur Belav Shiur. Maybe I'll tell you more about the Sugya. You have Machaikis in the Gemara, what's the Shiur Schach Basel to Pasel? The Emsa Sugya, not different from the Emsa Sugya. You have Schach Basel, the Emsa Sugya. So Rabban and the Rab said the Shiur is Dalad Tuch. And the Rab says the Shiur is Dalad Amos. Shiur is Dalad Amos. Rabbi says, where did Rabbi get a shir of Dalai Amas? From the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you'd have an bias, achsad, all these things. The shir of Dalai Amas. So you see, it's chak posel, pasel for Dalai Amas. But one of the very Rabbi said to him, that's because of doifen akuma. That's a different word, doifen akuma. In the side of the Sukkah, you say doifen akuma. But emsa Sukkah, there's no doifen akuma. So it's chak posel. So even Dalai Tokum is chak posel, pasel. So Rabbi asked the Rabbi, he said, so how come, according to you, that the shir is dalad tefachim? So what if you have dalad? What if you have three tefachim as kach posel with an avir with a tefach of avir? Should be mitzarif, should be posel, but the din of avir is not posel. So the Rabbanu de Rav said back to, or the Moshe says back to him, said, why isn't it better according to you? So the shir is dalad amas. It's the same kind of thing. What if you have a little bit less than dalad amas as kach posel, and then you have avir that's mashum the shir? So it's also not mitzarif. So like, so fine, that's the paradox. So somehow. No, Avir is valid. Avir has one shear, Schach Basel has a different shear, and they're not Mitzarev. It's different, not commensurate shear, and they're not Mitzarev. That's the way that halacha works. Why are you asking on us? It's the same thing by you. Just when we say Dalad Tfachim, so you'll say Dalad Amos, but it comes to the same thing. So that's where we're going to pick up the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it's the bottom of the Omud, Bishlam Alidi Div, Rabbi's saying that, but Bishlam Alidi Div, that means Dalad Amos, Mishum Shiur, Balab Shiuru. Dalad Amos is a shear, it's halacha Moshe Misinai. So Schach Posel is a Shir Alokhla Moshim Sinai of Dalai Amas. And Schach Posel has a Shir Alokhla Moshim Sinai of Dalai Tvachim. So of Gimel Tvachim. So since they have different Shurim, so different Shurim and not Mitzarif. The same way a Kazayas is not Mitzarif with the Revius. You can't say, well, I have half a Kazayas with half a Revius, they're Mitzarif. Shurim have to be the same in order to be Mitzarif. That's according to me. But according to you, that the shear of Schach Basel is Dalad Tefachim, so that's only shear Hafloga. Rashi explains, this other Chotim Mishnah, Rashi explains that he means Dalad Amos Alokha Moshim Sinai, it says in the Mishnah. Dalad Tefachim doesn't say in the Mishnah. You made it up. So you made it up. Where did you get it from? Not Alokha Moshim Sinai, because I never heard of it. The Mishnah doesn't say it. It must be a Shvara. The Dalad Tefachim is a Mokham Choshev, it creates a Hafloga. Well, if it's just a svara, so Mali is talib b'schach posel. Mali is talib b'schach posel v'avir. If Dalat Tochem is just a svara, then it's far away. It's a rikuk. But if you have schach posel, Dalat Tochem running down the middle of the sukkah, so the schach on either side is rochik from the tfanis on the other side. So just a hafloga. It's just a hafloga that the schach, not a shear in the schach itself. It's not an intrinsic shear in the schach itself. It's just a problem. If you have schach posel running down the middle of the sukkah, then the schach hakosher is rochik min adoifin. Well, if it's just a problem of a flogger, so fundamentally there's no difference between schach posel and avir. So if you have three tefachim of schach posel and a tefach of avir, at the end of the day, the far doifin is rochik min eschach. So why can't it be mitzarev to a shir? The Gemara doesn't say what the Rabban Virav responded. Yeah, that's a shock. What did the Rabban Virav respond? Some more or less, point to at least the way rationalism were, you probably have to say, maybe we'll see more when we get there, but probably have to say that they learned Dalat Tefachim is also a shir. It's not just a haflogah, even though it doesn't say in the Mishnah, but it's also a shir. Rakapanim, L'chorei, it says in this Gemara that the problem of schach posel is not merely a problem of haflogah. If it would just be a problem of haflogah, or it's not even, not merely, it's not a problem of haflogah. Haflogah is not the problem. If it would be a problem of haflogah, then Dalet Tfachim Sach Basel with a tepach of Avir would be Mistar and the Duch, not Mistar. It's not a problem of Haflav. It's a problem of Sach Basel itself. The Etzim Sach Basel is a Paisel as a Sukkah. That's what it says in this Gemara, at least according to Rav, and maybe according to the other Amarim, but at least Rav says the favorite. Rabbi says that the shear of, well, he also shears not Dalet Tfachim, he also shears Dalet Amos. But whatever the shear is, the shear of Sach Basel, which according to him is Dalet Amos, it's a shear, not a shear of Aflava, but it's a shear. Oh, here we walk carefully. Rabbi was talking, this Gemara that we just read was Rabbi talking. Rabbi doesn't hold from Dalet Akuma. So we want to plug this back into Rashi, who does go with Dalet Akuma, like the other Amira. We have to pick away a little bit carefully. But nonetheless, it says in this Gemara that according to Rabbah, the Shir Dalet Amos of Sach Basel was not a Shir Hafloga. It was a Shir Hafloga, it was a Mistar of Adavir. It's a Shir Be'etzim. Sach Basel was Be'etzim with Dalet Amos. So Mustama Rashi held that just like that's true according to Rabbah and the Shir of Dalet Amos, it's true in the Rabban and the Rab and the Shir of Dalet Tfachim, even though Rabbah didn't think so. But that's probably what they would have to answer. That the Shir of Dalet Tfachim also is not a Shir Hafloga. The shear of shear be'etzim in the sach apostle. That's why gimel tefachim sach apostle with the tefach al avir are not mistar. Rabbi asks if the rabban the rabbi should be mistar. It's just a haplaga. Probably their answer would be no. It's not a haplaga. Probably it's not a problem of haplaga. Why isn't there a problem of haplaga too? But it's not a problem of haplaga. The problem is that sach apostle be'etzim is a pesul, and it has an intrinsic shear of dalet tefachim. And avir be'etzim is a pesul, and it has an intrinsic shear of gimel tefachim. And never the twain shall be in the star. So Memela, that's what it says in that Gemara. So Memela says Rashi, what is going to help? And it's out of his scarves. What does it help to move the doifin somach to the, what would it help to move the doifin somach to the schach ha-kosha? But if the schach ha-posel is still in there, the schach ha-posel, the problem with the schach ha-posel is not that the doifin is rubber from the schach. That's exactly what it says in the Gemara that we just read, that the problem with schach ha-posel is not merely a problem of haflogah. Again, all right, if it was merely a problem of haflogah, you could have made sarab, schach posel with avir, and the verses for double pasuk, you cannot. So obviously, the problem of schach posel is not merely that the doifin is rubbed with minasach. The schach posel, the etzim, if there's a sheer schach posel, and there is a sheer schach posel, Dalet Tfachim already is a sheer schach posel. That schach posel is intrinsically problematic in the sukkah. So what does it help to say that the space between the that the doifin is miskarab to the schach kosher? You need to do more than that. You have to get rid of the schach ha-posel. So that's why Rashi is at pains to say that when you say Deif and Akuma, what happens is that the Deif goes underneath the schach ha-posel, and the schach ha-posel are mitzi from the sukkah. Then there's no problem.
Why not just say that the shear of the schach ha-posel itself also collapses, and you have just the space for the shear itself?
That's what Rashi says. I mean, Rashi maybe holds that that's not the halacha. The halacha of doifin akuma was said that the doifin. Rashi mechates the doifin akuma says the doifin is nekam one way or other. It's nekam. It has nekam like this, nekam like that, but it's nekam and it's mishkar for the schach. But at the end of the day, you have to get rid of the schach apostle. Rashi wasn't mistaken by Rashi to say there's also halacha of the schach apostle loses its shear. Could be that we're saying is useful because the emesis we have to go back and say, what about the rock? So very nice in Rashi. Rashi means Leif and Akuma, and the side of the star means that it tilts over and you might see the Sakha Apostle. Whatever according to the Ran. The Ran learns the Leif and Akuma. The emes learns the Leif and Akuma is the Ikum. So then we're fine. The Sakha Apostle becomes Leif. So that's another way to get rid of the Sakha Apostle, just turning it into Leif and neutralizing. So that's where I leave it the emes. But the Ran on the other side of his carbos. And the Ran's version of his karvus, both the Rashi and the Ran, we talk his karvus at the side that they reject. But nonetheless, the Ran had the side of his karvus, and his version of his karvus was not that the doifin tilts over like Rashi, because then you'll be able to sleep over here. Because you can sleep on the doifin. His version of his karvus is that the space collapses, but the schach is still there. And that's why he says you're allowed to sleep under the schach if it's lamala me'esrim, because you're still under schach. And I is lamala me'esrim for that. You have psalam yetzim. Psalam yetzim is mapshim lamala me'esrim. So the Ron's version of this kairos is just like we said before, that the space collapses, but you're still under the schach. Well, that's fine in the case of schach lamala me'esrim, when lamala is not really schach posel. But in the case of real schach posel, so how could there possibly be a tzad of iskarbos? Very nice to say iskarbos, but the schach apostle is still there, and it's mukhuk in the Gemara, that schach apostle doesn't pass off merely because the doifin is muflik from the schach kosher, but schach apostle is be'etzim apostle. So why did the Ran bring that raya? When the Ran is being done, you say iskarbos, you say ikum, so he has the other raya from Abiyah. He should have put this raya. He should have put the raya for the fact that how does doifin akuma solve the problem of schach apostle? If it's iskarbos, how does it solve the problem of schach apostle? And the emphasis is interesting, that in Meiri, there in Dabdalit, some of this is ground that we already covered. The Meiri, there in Dabdalit, also is down to Tustonim. Is it an Ikum, like a Reish? Or is it a Iskarbus? And his version of Iskarbus is the Ram's version of Iskarbus, that the space collapses. And the Meiri is Machriya the first way, that it's an Ikum. And one of his rayas is, because if it would just be a scourge, what does it help? You still have schach posel, and schach posel is the problem. So anyway, he speaks this half of this, and he says, that's haka raya against his scourge. So how come the Ram didn't bring the raya? So why Rashi didn't bring the raya is good, because Rashi's version of his scourge is the other version. That you might see the schach posel in Asukha. But then Eri had the Ram's version of his scourge. So he should have, so it's a kasha in the Ram. He should have, why did the Ram not ask the Eri's kasha? So maybe in the Ram we can say like you're saying, that the way it works is that the Ram holds that if the space collapses, then not only does the space collapses, then the schach apostle also becomes less than a shear. But now, it's a little bit hard for me to say. Halacha that doifin is not called it as mufla from the istubah, but to say that this schach apostle is not for them, the mitzias is that I have a shear schach apostle. To say that it's not a shear anymore. Doifin akuma, the shear schach posel is not a shear anymore. It's a little hard to say. So any day, I don't know what's the pshat. Anyway, but what's certainly emerging over here, and the Iri says the point of the Feirish, and I think that's what Rashi is saying as well, that the problem in all these cases in the Mishnah is not merely that the doifin is rocked from the schach kosher. The problem is that the schach posel be'emsa. And schach posel, but it's not enough to just say, well, the doifin now is close to the schach posel with doifin akumah. I need to get rid of the schach posel. I need to have ein kan schach posel. So Rashi has two nuschais. How to do that? One nuschai is I get rid of the schach posel by turning it into a doifin. That's Rashi in the Gemara by Rabbi Shmuel. The amin shim doifin akumah nogubah. The amin a doifin. The loy schach, the ein kan posel. It's very geschmack now the Rashi in the Gemara. I mean, maybe it's not the only way. That's not the only way to learn the Rashi in the Gemara. But now it's very geschmack what Rashi is saying. The basic thing we need to do over here is get rid of the schach apostle. So how do we do it? So there's two versions. One version is ein schach is doifin akuma. The schach turns into doifin. If the schach turns into doifin, then ein kan posel. Because as a doifin, it's fine. The other version in Rashi is the iskarbos version. But Rashi's version of iskarbos, that the kaisel tilts over, and you might see the schach apostle in a sukkah. So again, the ein kan schach apostle. Because the schach apostle is chutzla sukkah. But kach it's clear in the Rashi's. The Rashi's not coming from nowhere. The Chori is coming from the Gemara. That schach apostle is an intrinsic place. It's not just that the doifin is far from the schach kosher. The schach apostle is a problem, and that's really the meaning. What the Ram does with this problem is not so clear. What's happening to get that doifin? Why is schach apostle an intrinsic problem? Why isn't the problem merely that the doifin is far away from the schach kosher? So I'll be a Makayama. Why is schach posel bad a problem in terms of it? So, the emesis, you should know, we're going to come to it later, Mr. Shem. There's a Rechayim, in the Perikei of Sukkah. Rechayim is a whole Mahalach in the Rambam, that schach posel has nothing to do with the Hachokah of the Tanites. The schach posel, it really is not chaytis between the tefanis and the schach akosha. That's not the problem at all. Schach posel is a problem in tzilosa and ruv mechamosa. But the schach has to be tzilosa and ruv mechamosa. and even in certain areas, spots, it's chamsa mu misilosa, that's nimar dakites, as long as globally it's silosa mechamosa, so even the sparse parts of its tar to the tzach as a whole, but that's only when it's tzach kosher. The tzach posel, if it has a shear of dalatokrim or dalaram is going to rabba, it has a shear of tzach posel, then it's not able to be mistarav to the tzilosa mu mechamosa, the tzach as a whole. And therefore, my schach is lacking in silos and move me chamos. That's what Reb Chaim says in the Ram. Now, Reb Chaim says that the problem, he talks about this in Gemara a lot. He says, Reb Chaim learns up in the Gemara that the problem with schach possible is talking not that it's muflu from the Daifan, that the problem with the cases of our Mishnah, all these cases of the Mishnah where we need to deploy Daifan Akuma, the problem is not that the Daifan is far from the schach akosher. Reb Chaim says, that's not a problem. Because schach posel ba'emsa is not a chatzitza. It's not chaytz, it's obvious a chatzitza between the doifen and the schach. But schach posel says not a chatzitza. It's a new problem that schach posel undermines the tzilosa mu mechamosa of the schach as a whole. But that's not Rashi. Because Rashi is befeirish throughout the sugya. Rashi teaches throughout the sugya, they learn that the problem with schach posel, the reason why you need it, at least part of the problem with schach posel is that I'll show inside. You know, so the next Rashi, Baish Nifres Besichach HaGabo, Gag Nifres Bemsoi, Rokot Min Atfanis, Lechol Tzad, Besichach HaLapchas Bemsoi, Venimse Tikus HaBayash, Yipsulo, Mishum Tase, Vlai Mehosi, Mafsekes Ben Tfanis, Lischach Kosher. The Rashi says, Kamakom, that the problem is that there's a hefzik between the Lischach HaKosher and the Doifah. So it is a problem of the doifin not being connected to the tzach kosher. So which is it? Is it an intrinsic psul in the tzach posel, or is it that the doifin is not connected to the tzach to the tzach kosher? So chora, the answer is that Rashi learns that I know how. The reason why the doifin is not connected to the tzach kosher is because the tzach posel is a chatzitza. But that the Tzach HaPosel is a Chatzitza is not merely because the Doifin is far away from the Tzach HaKosher, but because the Tzach HaPosel has its own Chashivos. And the Chashivos of the Tzach HaPosel, therefore, the Tzach HaPosel needs to have a certain Chashivos, a certain Shir, whether it's Dalat Tochim, Lahalocha, or Dalat Amas according to Rabba, whatever the Shir is, but it needs to have a certain Shir. When the Tzach HaPosel has that Shir, then it becomes a Chatzitza between the Doifin and the Tzach HaKosher. When the Tzach HaPosel is Pochas Mikashir, then I can ignore it. And it's not a chatzitza between the doifin and the tzach kosher. That's the further push of Chan Rashi. Because you see, on the one hand, Rashi says you have to get rid of the tzach apostle. On the other hand, Rashi says the problem is that the doifin is not connected to that the doifin is rochik from the tzach kosher. And it's just hainu hach. What makes the doifin rochik from the tzach kosher is that I have a shia tzach apostle b'emsa. But if I have less than a shia tzach apostle b'emsa, then there's no chatzitza between the doifin and the tzach kosher. Okay, let's finish the. Let's try the Gemara. Kohani Lomeli. So for Kohani Lomeli, why do we need three cases? We have three cases in the Mishnah of Doifan Akuma. Zog to Moed Shichot. The Yashmin of Bayesh Shinivchas. He only had the case of Bayesh Shinivchas. Shim Dahani Mechitzu is the Bayesh Avimon. By Bayesh Shinivchas, the walls were made to be makif the mokum deer on the inside. Aval chotcher mukefes achsadu, the mechitzes lav lachsadu avidi. The mechitzes habatim are made for the inside of the houses. The sukkah is not inside the house, it's in the courtyard. So maybe in such a case, I don't say doife nakuma. Eim aloi sich. What does Rashi say? They're not avidon for the sukkah. That's not a general problem by regular mechitzas. Let's say I had mechitzas of a sukkah. That's not the mechitzas, good mechitzas, no doifin akuma, regular mechitzas. But the mechitzas weren't made for the sukkah; they were made for the other side. because I'm using the side of my house for one of the walls of my sukkah. There's no havamina that's no good because the mechisi was ovid for the inside of the house. It wasn't ovid for the sukkah. What's the difference? It's a good mechisa. It's maps between the bias and the outside. So it's a good mechisa. It's maps between one thing and another thing. So it's a good mechisa for both sides. So it's only when we get the daif and akuma that this becomes a problem. So it's a time that's a svar and daif and akuma. It needs a little bit of hezger. What's the svar here? So don't posture to the mechisa, but etzim is a good mechisa for the sukkah too. By achsadim. But to say daif and akuma is a problem. Maybe I'm going to say daif and akuma in a mechisa that's made for the interior of the sukkah. But a mechisa that's not made for the interior of the sukkah, maybe I don't say daif and akuma. That's okay. Maybe along the following lines. In the Ritva and the Dalit, it has the use of the lesson a few times. The Teif and Akuma is a Rayan. So Rayan Ki'ilu. The Teif and really is straight. So Rayan Ki'ilu, the Teif and is Akuma. The Ritva has a lesson, he says, because Derech had Fanus with his Akam. The Tfanis over time they took over. They were straight straight. Derech had Tfanis was Nisak. The man who considers a Rayim, Kilu Doifin was Nisak. So maybe in order to say Rayim, to say that the Mechitza over here was Nisakim, I need to have a Mechitza that I'm predisposed to see it as part of the as being a Mechitza of the Sukkah. Whereas the Mechitza was really made to be a Mechitza for the Sukkah. It's it. Not like, but it's Rochik. To get over the rachok, I'll say rayim. It's not a rachok, but a mechitza that wasn't made to be a mechitza for the sukkah in the first place, and moreover, it actually is. And moreover, it actually isn't working as a mechitza for the sukkah. It's too far away. So then I'm not going to say. Then I don't say rayim. You know, a mechitza lechatchil, I see it as being made for the sukkah, but now it's muflog. Let's say by an achsadra. No, not by achsadra. By a bias. The mechitza was made to be a mechitza for the inside. And I want to use it for the but now it's rochig. So it's like it's already my mechitza. So mechitza is made for me. It's made for the interior. So it's my mechitza, but it's rochig. So I'll say it right. But a mechitza is not made for me at all. It's not really my mechitza. I want to make it into my mechitza. So for that, there's a havamina. It's only havamina. That is a habit to say. Maybe make it that I can't say Rayim. I only say Rayim in the mechitza that was made to be my mechitza. Then I can say Rayim that it should be able to be my mechitza. But the mechitza wasn't made to be my mechitza, so I don't have a right to say Rayim and make it into my mechitza.
Also, the
sphere
of
I don't think that's been what I'm saying. No, that's really a lot to say. How many mechitzas of bias have been so there if it'll tilt in? I don't know. But I think so. I guess. So anyway, that's the first shichus. I think more is by there. V'yashmina ha'nitati, so far I need the first two cases. V'yashmina ha'nitati. Mishum v'schochon sach kosher. Ha'pasuk ha'gdolo shikifu v'dover shem v'sachon v'yashchochon sach posul eim aloi tzvichon. The first two cases, that's called sach kosher. Again, it's not really sach kosher, but sach kosher, why wouldn't we do it in a kumum? Doesn't mean it's a little sach kosher. It means, so Rashi says also, but Rashi says, "Chak kosher, kolayim mi min chak kosher." Upsulim shum tasib leim anasui. Abadara shayim esachem vayishum min posul eim alei lukshri al deik. Bayis and achsadra made out of wood, stood dulim in a karka, it's not makabal tumma, it's min schakosha. What's the problem? The problem is that it's tasib leim anasui. Why is it tasib leim anasui? Because it was made to be basis shakoli meis hashana. It wasn't made to be a sukkah. Now it's sukkah, I want to turn around and I want to say, you know, but now I want it for a sukkah. That's called tasib leim anasui. The whole year was basis shakoli meis hashana. Now in Sukkah, I want to say, yeah, but now it's not anymore Beis Shikolim Meis Hashana. Now I want it Hashem Sukkah. That's Tassav Leim and also. The Asiya was for Beis Shikolim Meis Hashana. And that's the Psul. Beis Shikolim Meis Hashana is the Psul. We had it also in the first step. So then I would say, so Meis says, maybe there's a half minute to say, I only say Beif HaNakumma when I have Min Schach Kosher. Just Tassav Leim and also. For that I say Beif HaNakumma. But when it's Min Schach Posul, for that you don't say Beif HaNakumma. What's this for? What's the difference? What's the difference? So the Ritvis is the Lashon of Ritvis is that I would have a havmina that schach, that's min schach posel. So I would have a havmina that it's mafsik the chaytzit sumoid. It's a bigger hefsik. Schach that's just tasav leim anasui. It's really schach kosher. Just can't use it because it's tasav leim anasui. So that's not, it's mafsik, but it's not mafsik moid. But schach posel b'minoid, that's a bigger hefsik. It's a bigger hefsik. Maybe I don't see doif in a kum. So Kamashmur, again, it's only having it, but that's the Kamashmur.
If you say the sort of around Rashi, so the way that it works, it goes around the stuff.
Right. Chosen. No, that's the Havim, that's how the Rashi rejects. The Ritva holds.
Both ways between the Rashi and the sort of the Ram,
yeah.
We get rid of them, either make the stuff possible into the event, or you get around it.
Right. That's the problem here. Mela, if you hold that the way your Daifin Akuma works is that the Daifin is Miskarev, Siskarvus. And I don't care which version of Miskarvus, whether it's the Ram's version of Miskarvus that the Daifin moves over and the space collapses, or whether it's Rashi's version of Miskarvus that the wall tilts over. I can hear that I have to move that the more the schach posul is a mafsik, the bigger hefsik it is, the harder it is to say iskarvus. Because so to speak, when I do this iskarvus, I have to push through a hefsik. Right? When I move the wall, let's say in the round, when I move the wall over to the iskabel. So I have to push through, you know, the resistance is from the schach posul. Maybe I can only do it through a soft resistance, so impossible even also. But if the thing over here is I'm a schach posul, maybe I can't move the wall through, or I can't tilt the wall over. I mean, but you know, because also it's like going through. I'm sort of, you know, I'm pushing through the schach posul and right. I have to move through the solid object of the schach posul, and then I push my wall over, and then the schach posul gets left on the outside. But I have to go through the schach posul in order to move the wall over. So the more it's a hefsik, so the harder it is to do. I can tell about C such. But the Maskan of Rashi and the Maskan of the Ritva, for that matter, they both were Ali, but the Emes, that's not how Daifin HaKuma works. Daifin HaKuma works that I just turn the Schach into Schach, I turn the Schach into Daifin. So if Daifin HaKuma works because I turn the Schach into Daifin, so what's the difference if it's a big mafsik or not a big mafsik? I'm not trying to push through the Hefsik. Hefsik is sorry in the resistance that I'm trying to push through. So if I wanted to push through the Schach Apostle, so I hear the more it's mafsik, the harder it is for me to push through that resistance. But if the way Daifin HaKuma works is, it's not the way. I take this Schach HaPosul and I don't try to push through it at all. It's like in a jujitsu. I don't try to push through the Schach HaPosul. Schach HaPosul is strong and I can't budge it and it's there. But I just incorporate it into my life. So what's the difference if it's more mapsic or less mapsic?
Well, would even be more likely to make it into a building since you never
could have a moment to make it. Right, maybe, solid. Right. The more solid it is, the more doifel like it is, the more it should be doifel. This is hacha. It's hacha to be doifel. This not even hacha at all. It's even more able to be doifel. So what's the difference of it? So I think the answer is, and this goes to what I said before, even in the tzad, that doifel akuma is an ikum, the lashon of the ritva again is, maybe it's a ritual of Shittosu, but the lashon of the ritva is, if I remember correctly, also that it's a rayim. That even this kind of doifen akuma, where I turn the tzach into doifen, it's a rayim that I look at it as if the emet is this is tzach and this is doifen. But there's a rayim that I imagine that the tzach apostle becomes, that the tzach apostle is doifen. So maybe you could say, no, I don't need the right. Never mind the right. Maybe that's just a distraction. Maybe the answer is like this. The answer is, Daifen Akuma, after all, is a fiction. It's not really Daifen Akuma. It's a Daifen with Schach Fossil. That's the facts. But I'm making this legal fiction of Daifen Akuma in order to be Machshir. So now, what's the emes? Now, again, we're going to the Rishonim say, Rashi, who says, never mind of Chaim, that the problem with this Sukh in the first place is that there's a Chatzitza. The Schach Apostle is a chatzitza, it's a hefsek between the doifen and the Schach HaKosher. That's the problem that I need to overcome. And I overcome that with doifen and akuma. I'm not saying anything right now, just from something. Nothing fancy. Right. The emet is that the problem that the doifen, that the Schach Apostle, the problem that I've been, a problem that I've faced with this, that the Schach Apostle, because it has a Shir Hashivos, so it becomes a Dover Choshev. And it's this Dover Choshev that's mapsic between my doifen and my Schach HaKosher. And that's the problem. So I'm going to say now it's a haroma, it's like a legal fiction, but I make believe that the doifen is there. It was mesakim. Ki'ilu the doifen was mesakim, and the schach apostle becomes part of the doifen. The maimer musker parenthetically. I don't know if this is maimer meyer. The ritva's mashma that even this notion of doifen, that the schach becomes doifen, is also because we imagine that the wall fell backwards, because the derech of ksholim is to fall over. So he says, I imagine the wall already fell over. Not that I imagine it's going to fall over. I imagine that it already fell over. It fell backwards. The wall was the chatzila over here, and then it fell backwards, and it bent over and became crooked, and the schach apostle is the crooked part of the doifen that fell over backwards. So it's like a legal fiction. That's obviously not what's really going on. The wall did not fall backwards. This is the way I built my sukkah. But I make this legal fiction, and I say, no, this is not schach, this is something that fell backwards, and it's part of the doifen. So it's like a rayim in my mind's eye. I imagine that it's something else, and that takes care of the problem. So maybe the Ritzvah is saying, like, maybe the way they're explaining the Shichas of Gemara, the Gemara is saying like this: the bigger the psul in the first place, the harder it is for me to say a royim and take off the psul. So schach, that's only passive loyim and also loyim, it's not such a mapsik in the first place. So the psul wasn't so big. Because again, we're going, Rashi says, the psul in the first place is psul of hefsik. That the doifen is rochik from the schach HaKosher. Not rochik in the sense just mere haflog at distance, but because there's a dover choshev that's mapsik in between. There's a schach that has a schach posel, kashir, that's mapsik in between the doifen and the schach HaKosher. So, how big a problem is it? Well, if it's only a tassavim, if the schach posel is only tassavim and osui, it's not such a big mapsik. Like, if it's not mapsik ma'oid, so that's not such a big hefsik. So, to take off a small hefsik, maybe I'm allowed to do it, it's a haroma, a legal fiction, to make believe that that I'll be royim, kilu it's a doifen akum. But when the hefsik is a maxik ma'ayim, and the doifen really has no shaykhus to the schach HaKosher, because in between I have totally extraneous matter that's not me min schach HaKosher at all, so it's a hefsik godol, so to take care of a hefsik godol, maybe I don't have a right to say such a shach, a legal fiction. Doifen akum is a weak fiction, because the facts are not that way. It's, and you call an engineer and he'll tell you it's not true. It's not a doifen akuma. This is the way it was built. But it's a fiction. So I can do the fiction if the hefsik in the first place wasn't so big. But if the hefsik in the lechatzkel was a hefsik godel, so maybe then already not. So remela, that's the chiddush of doifen akuma. That's the chiddush of doifen akuma. Now you could say even in the case of a strong hefsek, you could still say that. That's the chiddush of the sefer. What's Rashi Roshan?
Isn't it only a larger chiddush if I was really trying within Dofen Akuma to make it part of the schach as opposed to part of the Dofen? Once I'm trying anyways to just make it part of the Dofen.
No, but the point is even after I say Dofen Akuma, it's still only a fiction. So you can use a fiction if the problem in the first place was not such a big problem. So you can paper it over with the fiction. So look, it's not such a big hefsek in the first place. But still it's a hefsek. So I'll make believe that it's not a hefsek. I'll make believe it's a defen akuma, and if it's not a defen akuma, then the hefsek disappears. But I can only say defen akuma. The effect at the end of the day of this legal fiction is to make the hefsek disappear. So it's a hefsek chotem. So I can say legal fiction to paper over the hefsek. But if it's a really strong hefsek, I don't say it's legal fiction to paper it over. So kamash mundai, I do anyway. Even in a strong hefsek, I can say this fictitious idea of defen akuma to be matcha. What's the lashon of Rashi? Has Rashi explained this Havamina? We read the Rashi before, but it's going back to it. Chakos shu, kolaymi min chakos shu, psulim mishum tasa loy masu. Avdav shay misachim, but shumin posul, eima loy lichshere al yedei ikum. Rashi might mean the same thing. Loy lichshere means, this hechshere is pshashaka hechshere. The ikum over here is a shach action. Maybe the mokum that it's a big psul. I don't say it. Lashon Rashi a little bit strange. How, what are we coming to be machshir? The sukkah. Lashon Rashi loy lichshirei. To be loy lichshira. But lichshirei is zocha. Sounds like it's going on the schach, not on the sukkah. But you can't be machshir the schach of the ikum. Since the schach is not even min schach kosher. So I would have argued that we can't be machshir the schach al yedei ikum. It's not madrig the Rashi. We're not being machshir the schach. Okay, we're making the schach into a doifen. We're being machshir the sukkah. We're saying that the haflogah between the chatzitza, the hefsek between the doifen and the schach kosher, we're going to be machshir with this kitzur. We're being machshir the sukkah. The lichshir yad eikum is funny lashon. Dovish emes the way Rashi resonates. Dovish emes sachikum boy shehu mimin posel emer le lichshir yad eikum. Sounds like Rashi saying the sach posel itself, since it's very posel, maybe I can't be machshir yad eikum. It's a strange lashon. I'm not coming to be machshir the sach posel. Sach posel I'm getting rid of and turning him into a doifen. I'm not being machshir at all. Like the mitzvah, that since the sukkah lechatchila, the sacha kosher was like really not so chatzitza between the doifen and the sacha kosher wasn't so terrible in the first place. So I can use doifen akuma to take care of the problem. But the lashon of Rashi sounds like it's a different point of view. But Rashi is saying the sacha posel itself, when it's only a tasav leimin also kind of sach, that's so posel. To me, min sach kosher. Then I can use Leif and Akuma to be machshir it, this sach posel piece itself. But since it's not, but when it's not min kosher at all, not min schach at all, then maybe I can use Leif and Akuma to be machshir it. It's common, that's a strange lashon. Leif and Akuma is not machshir the schach posel. Leif and Akuma gets rid of the schach posel by turning it into Leif. That crashes later by Rabin Shmuel. It's an enkan posel. I mean, a doifen uvelo yischach, the ain't kind posel.
I mean, the intent to be
mashu,
you're returning doifen, so then past vol merasa is kosher in doifen.
You know, I'm not being mashu for doifen. I mean, yeah, okay, it was always kosher for doifen. I'm not being mashu. I mean, I'm turning it. That's what he means. I'm turning it. Yeah, I hear, but it's still. That's not the main thing that I'm being mastered by turning to Dvarim. The main thing is that turning to Dvarim. We always knew that it's possible for Dvarim. The Chiddush is that it becomes a Dvarim. That's so clear to me. I don't see my way clear entirely for this, but I'll just tell you what the material that I have so far to work with. There is another sheet that Rashi, which is important to know. Some back to the test. I'll tell you the case. Let's say I have like this. I have a sukkah. I'm looking at the sukkah from the top down. The bird's eye view. This is the sukkah. This is the roof of the sukkah. And this is puzzle. This whole area over here is puzzle. And this whole area is puzzle. And here's my sack of kasha. And it's less than 4 amas on this side. And it's less than 4 amas on this side. So I say my tanashuma. So far, a simple case. But the sack of puzzle itself is actually made of strips. Sack puzzle and sack kasha. Okay, to the chesed of the sugya, and the chesed, why this happened. So Rashi says that you're not allowed to sleep under the strips of schach posel. That's Rashi. You're not allowed to sleep under the strips of schach posel. So the chayim on the diet sounds like Rashi saying that under the strips of schach kosher you could sleep. How could you sleep? Maybe in a kumah, you're sleeping under diaper. Remember when the Rambam had a similar thing. The Rambam talked about could you sleep over by the istiba case. And the Rambam says, can you sleep over here? And the Rambam says, well, if Daifan Akuma would be a scarvus, then you could. But since Daifan Akuma, his maskon is that it's not a scarvus, it's a reish. So then how could you see you can't sleep under it? So that means the schach becomes Daifan, so you can't sleep under it. So how could Rashi and Daf Yud Ches say, since Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin's maskon is that Daifan Akuma is that the schach, it may Bishlam of Rashi by us and Daf Yud Zayin would have come down on the other side. But they're going to come as escarvos. So maybe it's out there after that. They're going to come as escarvos when the space collapses and then you can still sleep under it. And even though it doesn't happen, it's Lamal and Esrim or over here, these strips, they don't have their own Hefshad families. Maybe we'll say Talayotzi for that. But since Rashi and Maskana is that it's Kimin Reish, that it's equal. And not only that, but even on the other side of Rashi, but even on the side of escarvos, Rashi's version of escarvos was that the Schach Apostle is outside of the Sukkah. So they wouldn't even help us. So then, according to both versions of Rashi, you should not be able to sleep under the strips of schach kosher. So why does Rashi only say that you can't sleep under the strips of schach kosher? Why can't you sleep under the strips of schach kosher? How could Rashi say you're allowed to sleep under the strips of schach kosher? You might see sleeping under a daifer. So chayritz mukuch in that Rashi. But Rashi holds, and again, it's not like the Rambam. That's fair. So if Daifan Akuma is at Ikum, then you cannot sleep under it. But the Chayetz Mukhuk over there, that Rashi holds, that even after Daifan Akuma, the Schach only becomes a Daifan Le'inyin, that there's no longer a Haflogah, no longer a Hefset between the Daifan and the Schach HaKrosh. This, all of this becomes Daifan. Le'inyin is there, but the Schach HaKrosh now is not disconnected from the Daifan. But once that's true, and now my sukkah is kosher, this, so to speak, Daifan, I can also use it for schach, to the extent that it's made out of schach kosher. So, the possible pieces I can't sleep under, but the kosher pieces I can sleep under, because I'm sleeping at the end of the day, I'm sleeping under schach. I'll ask me 1 second, but this schach doesn't have panis, because this, let's say this is a kosher piece of schach. a kosher strip of stock. But it only has, I don't have enough time, because it's very far away from this stipend. This stipend for this strip of stock is more than valid amas. So how does it have gimel phanis? It has only has one, but the answer is taliyetz. That for that we'll say taliyetz. That as long as they have a shir hechsher sukkah, it has its phanis. So the rest of the stock doesn't have to have the rest of the stock, as long as it's connected, does not have to have hechsher phanis. But kaponim b'chay, that's what it says in the Rashi. That doifen, even after doifen akumah, and it becomes a doifen, that's not the last word. We don't say, oh, now it's a doifen, you can't sleep under it. It's a doifen le'inyin, that the doifen is connected to the schach. But it remains, if you need it to, you can still sleep under it. You can still sleep under it. As long as it's made out of schach kosher, you can still sleep under it. Anyway, that's the chay, what it says in that Rashi, Kalmar, not like they're on. So I don't see my way through what to do with this, but maybe there's a way to connect that Rashi and Daf Yudches with this Rashi over here, that the Toif and Akuma is machshir the Schach HaPosel. Again, I'm not saying a word, because I don't know what this. Maybe there's nothing. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe there's nothing to say with it. I'm just saying that's the. I don't know. We have to think about it. Maybe there's some way to use that Rashi to leverage. So pshat in the Rashi over here that when you say Toif and Akuma, somehow, it's called the machshir the schach, and there's a svara to say, mushul, according to Rashi, I can just think, according to Rashi, if let's say I have a doif and a kum, a regular doif and a kum, you know, baish nichos, regular doif and a kum, and we'll say the case is that the doif and part, the part that the schach posel that I'm turning into a doif and, is only passive loim and osu. Could you sleep under it? Bayis shenichas, can you sleep under the bayis part? I don't know. Maybe it. Maybe for Ptasav Oyim and Osi. Maybe Psal works. It's one of the other, but maybe Psal Yotzi works for Ptasav Oyim and Osi. I know, it goes into Gidrei Psal Yotzi and Asukah. Cholio. Doesn't work for Schach Posse. Everybody agrees it doesn't work for Schach Posse. But for a mere tassav leiman osri, maybe it even becomes maybe with doifen akuma, you could even sleep the same way Rashi holds. You can sleep under the doifen akuma. In this case, not yuches. So maybe according to Rashi, you could even sleep under the bayish yuches. Once I say doifen akuma, that the schach kosher is mischabu with the tvanos, maybe I could turn around and say, okay, now I have schach kosher. Even the bayish part is only tassav leiman osri. Maybe for that I have tzal yaisin. So again, this is chiddushim. But maybe that would be the pshat in the Rashi over here. The Rashi is saying, the Gemara is having it was that maybe you only say doifen akuma when the part that you're turning into a doifen is going to be miskasher al yedezer, because it's actually good schach. It's pretty good schach. It's only passive leim and osi. With the doifen akuma, it's going to become schach kosher. You can even sleep under it, maybe. So maybe then I say doifen akuma. But in the case where even after doifen akuma, the schach apostle is gonna be useless as schach, maybe so far I don't say doifen akuma. It's a chassidolah. I'm saying it's a chassidolah. But something to think about. Yeah.
Rashi says at the end of the Yamasko Gala, the first case of the Bajan, that you can't sleep under that part. And also, if it's just.
Right, well, Rashi says Taka.
It says below Yishin Taka, right before the last one.
Yeah, you're right, before she says you cannot sleep under it.
And also in that case with the Neser Sal,
right,
then the Sarma pushes Chach also, it's just so it doesn't too much of a kid in option.
You're right. So apparently passive Sal Yaksh doesn't work for passive Lemon else. See, right, I'm talking wrong on that, but the Etzim Shach in Rashi, I haven't even said a Shach, the Etzim half Shach in Rashi.
There is by the Etzim case, he says for Rashi that it's the Minasad, the Dovin and Kumas, the Kashi, and Rashi doesn't say it by that case.
Yeah, there is holes that you could sleep under the Dovin, even in the Tzad.
the same Rashi, so we can see. And it's a minute
side. Yeah, because the Ritter has a different gears than Rashi. The Ritter was goes to Rashi, and the Rashi came down on the other side. No, I have to check the Ritter problem in that one. I don't remember everything. But I know the Ritter is goes to Rashi by us. The Rashi is Machriya the other way. And it says Garus. But the Daitim tilts over. Still sure why people sleep under it. I don't know. I don't remember this. But Akapon, you're 100% right. It's Mukhuk and Rashi, both here and that you test. You cannot sleep under the Passover Yom Ha'os. Fine, so we'll say. Taliyasi doesn't work to be matched with Passover Yom Ha'os. The end of the day, maybe it's still a muck over here to say, see in the Rashi over there, the Daifan Akuma doesn't mean that a mamish turned into Daifan. The mamish turned into Daifan, you wouldn't be able to sleep in it. It remains Chach. This Le'inyin, the Chibur of the Chach HaKosha to the Daifan, Le'inyin Zewi treated as a Daifan. But Linyonim Achayim is still Sach. So therefore, Rashi says there's a Hagmina to say that when the Sach is, so that when the Sach HaPosel is not so Posel, it's Tasla the Melosi, but it's not a Psul, but it's not even the Minschach. It's Sach that you can't use. So then I could say Doifen Akuma to bridge Doifen on the one side. If the Sacha Kosher on the other side, and it's hard, the lush is still hard. We're not really being matched with the Sacha Kosher. We're bridging through it. We're not being matched. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Could be this is a dead end. I don't guarantee that it's going to lead anywhere. Because the end of the Lashon Rashi that we're being mastered the Sach HaPosel is still a funny Lashon. I don't know. Something to think about. Okay, what's happening?